Hello?
Hello, Mr. Santana?
Yes.
Hi, this is Randy Reese. We were just on the phone about the Roundup claim.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened, but the call got disconnected. So I do apologize. My name is...
Oh, no worries.
Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the claim, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up a form. Usually one pops up when the call ends, it goes away, so bear with me. Okay, so... just to remind you, I am on a recorded line, and I'll just ask you a few questions here to see if you qualify, and if so, we'll get you started on the claim. How's that sound?
That sounds good, sir.
Okay. Hey, bear with me, Mass Tort. And, of course, I'm going to be sending you my text message with my phone number and all that good contact information. Strategies. Okay. Now, so you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the suit. Now, Mr. Santana, have you already got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay. And I'm sorry, this is housekeeping. I just need to ask that one more time, but just in a little bit different way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from another law firm? But, sir, most importantly, you've not signed any documents with another law firm. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And what... was it you that was diagnosed, or was it a loved one that was diagnosed?
It was me.
Okay. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And did you get diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I did.
Oh. I'm so sorry to hear that. I really, really am. It's not fun. Do you by any chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? And if not, it's okay.
Diffuse large B cell.
Okay. There it is. Oh, there it is. Wow. A lot of times I have to dig a little more on the list because there's about 50, maybe even more than that, subtypes. So I do appreciate you knowing that, and I really am sorry to hear that. So, Mr. Santana, is that the only diagnosis of NHL that you have, just the one, as if that's not enough?
Yeah, it was just that one. Yeah, it's been a pretty much of a doozy, but yeah, it was just that one.
Oh, no, dude. And so it is yourself. You're filing this on behalf of yourself.
Yes.
Now, a lot of these questions are going to be repeated, and it's really just making sure that we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's, but it really presents you with a better case. So if you need a little bit of help on any of these questions, you sound very good, so I don't think we're going to have an issue, but if you do, just please let me know, okay?
Okay, sir.
Now, what year were you diagnosed?
It was February 14th of 2010.
Okay, 2/14 of 2010. And that will be asked again, so I'm going to write it down. So thank you for knowing that. Because actually, on this one, the answer is that you are alive, obviously, and the case is between 2005 and present. So I kind of hopefully killed two birds with one stone. So you received that diagnosis on 2/14 in 2010, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, discovery, what this is talking about is it could be as recently as when you saw the ad, but what discovery is when did you – realize that there might be a correlation between your NHL and Roundup? It really could have been a year ago. There's no real right or wrong answer on that.
It was really I would say that those last few months of 2009 and around Christmas time, and then, you know, leading up to February, you know, I started to realize that it could be something that's causing this.
But at that time, you weren't for sure that it was Roundup. And I'm not trying to lead you, but you thought maybe something was going on with something external happening, correct? Like,
just with the pain that I was having. I didn't know it had anything to do with Roundup, but
So
maybe I should stop using these chemicals.
Yeah, well, that's smart. The question where I'm going in with this is really, and again, I don't want to lead you or coach you into anything, because there really is no wrong or answer, okay? But thank God that you figured something was going on and stopped using it, because that's what it sounds like you did. But continuing on, it could have been even a couple years down the road, whenever. when did you actually say, hey, wait a minute, I used to use Roundup. Yeah, I don't use it anymore, but I did use it. Maybe that's it. So what would be your best answer to that question?
It was, I would say sometime after the diagnosis in March, I'd say.
Okay. So about a month afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So 2010. Now, did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
I was at home.
Okay. And are you still at that same place, or what is the address of where you sprayed it at?
The address of where I sprayed it at, I'm still at the same place. So the address that I gave, I'm still at that same place.
What is that address?
It's 555 North 9th Street.
North 9th Street. It asked it a few times, so I'm going to write it down. And what city is that in?
In Greenville, Mississippi.
Greenville, Mississippi. I love it. And the zip?
38703.
I know Biloxi. Okay,
555. Oh, you've been to Biloxi? How'd you like it there when you were there last?
Well, it was a long time ago, but it was for the casinos, dude. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is.
Yeah. Well, we have them out here now, so we have all the Indian casinos out here now.
Okay. Where are you at?
We're in California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are lots of them out there.
There is. And that just to confirm, that zip was 38703?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And again, you're going to have all my contact information, so please make sure that, you know, if you know anybody else that sprayed Roundup and, you know, they have a question, like it comes up in conversation, please give them my name and number, okay?
Okay.
Now, you are obviously between the age of 18 and 79 years old when you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes. I was 34 when I was diagnosed.
Okay. I would have swore you were younger than that, but you're still so young to have that. How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
It was about 17 years.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you. I used it myself. Fortunately, I have illnesses, but not that. And they still sell it too. Crazy, isn't it? Have you sprayed Roundup? You did, obviously, but the question is have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Thank you. And this phone that we're speaking on, is it a smartphone?
Yes, it is.
And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then these are just general illness questions. I'm going to go really, really quick for you on this, and I'll just I don't expect too many yeses. Starting with, have you had any organ transplants?
No.
Okay. Any hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr syndrome?
No.
Lupus?
No.
HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune diseases?
No.
Hep C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus? Diabetes in general, no?
No.
Thank you. Any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No. This is the first and hopefully really only time.
Yeah, hopefully too. Really. And I don't know where you stand, but I'll pray for you. I honestly mean that. Okay. I'm a believer.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Okay. Any family history of cancers that you're aware of?
No, we don't.
Okay. Okay. And the main entry here then we're talking about is NHL or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
And please spell your first name for me.
It is spelled I-R-I-J-A-H.
And your middle name, please.
Ishmael, I-S-H-M-A-E-L.
And then your last name.
Santana, S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any suffix to that name, Mr. Santana?
No.
Okay, and please confirm your gender for me.
Male.
And are you married?
Separated.
Okay, so currently the answer would be yes, you're still married?
Yes, taking legal technicals.
Gotcha. I've been there, done that too, man. So you're all right.
we've been separated for 3-4 years.
Okay.
Anymore, so.
Sometimes just the expense of taking it to that next step is very preventative, let's say, okay?
You got to get all your ducks in a row before you do that.
That is correct. That is correct. All right, my friend. So, it is asking for your Social Security number, but you could just give me the last four.
0543.
Thank you. And your date of birth, young man?
5/29/1976.
5/29/1976, right on. Okay. Now, again, you're going to notice that this is a kind of a repeated question. You can answer it the same way. This is, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? So the question is, how? Was it TV? You see, we kind of asked that before. We didn't actually ask how you learned. So was it just internet, TV, advertisement, the news, anything? It doesn't matter.
It was the TV, really. Okay. It was a commercial, and I just like, wow, okay, that's, you know, that kind of explains it all.
Right. I'm going to put
– make a call.
I'm going to put television brought awareness.
Yes.
Okay. Believe it or not, that's probably what most people say. So sometimes these annoying commercials when you're watching the news or something, hey, now you probably pay a little more attention, huh?
Yeah.
I do. I tell you that one. And again, this is a little bit of repeat. And what you had told me before was about a month after your diagnosis. When did you first become aware that your injuries might have been related to Roundup? That's kind of the same, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so what, I'm going to scroll all the way back up. What we put on that one was approximately 3/14 of 2010. Okay, that's correct, okay. As far as you remember, right?
Yes.
Okay, how tall are you?
6'1".
Taller than me. How much do you weigh?
The last time they took my weight is 235.
All right. And what's your best email, Mr. Santana?
It's crazy4casab.
Crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y. And then do you use the number four, or do you spell out four?
The number four.
Okay.
And CASAB.
CASAB?
Yeah, CASAB.
So
crazy for Casablanca. But, you know,
okay. I was wondering where that was going. All right.
Yes. I got a thing with Casablanca.
Right, and is that at Gmail?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Crazy for Casablanca. @gmail.com. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And you're 6'1". You weigh about 235 pounds.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're a pretty fit guy there. And is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Right now, after 10 a.m.
Okay.
Anytime after 10 a.m.
You got it. What is your wife's first name? I know we're not going to contact her. What's her first name?
Her first name is Lisa.
Lisa, that's my daughter's name. Same last name?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, this could be seasonally, because that is going to be a question, but how many times a month or per year would you say you used Roundup, Mr. Santana?
I used it, I would say, weekly. I would, you know, spray my garden.
Sure.
Yeah, so I have a pretty nice-sized garden, so I would spray that area and around the house, and I had another property I was working with, so
okay.
It was pretty weekly.
Those are actually going to come up, so I'm making some notes, because you did the fence lines, you did the yard.
Yes.
And, let's see, fence line, yard, and garden.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wrote that down because you'll see it. I'll come up in a second. So, now you didn't spray all year long. You don't spray in the winter down there in Mississippi. Well, maybe you do,
no,
actually.
No.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say that. They're growing cotton right now still. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, so just in general, I mean, if we went by that, that would be 52 times a year. You don't really need to say it like that many times. But if that's what you want to go with, I that's fine. Like
I would say 42.
I was going to say the average is usually around 40 or so, because usually people stop spraying a little bit, maybe around Christmas, people coming over, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they don't usually go the whole full year. But you did spray Roundup for at least a full year before your diagnosis. You've kind of already told me that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you stopped using Roundup, and this is going to be a question, but you did already tell me, so just I'm going to confirm this. You said you stopped using Roundup a couple of months before your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So your diagnosis was in February. So maybe the beginning of the year, maybe January, you stopped using it?
Yes. It was, like I said, I'm because of the symptoms, I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be using a chemical. And I'm feeling burning on my skin and shortness of breath, because, it kind of floats in the air depending on which way the wind's blowing. So
I was just using
common sense, kind of like, this may be, I might need to dial this off here.
Fortunately, I'm not sick, but I really have the wind thing. I've honestly had that stuff blow back in my face before, and it's crazy. You know what I'm going to say. I gagged. My eyes were watering. It's like, don't do that. Okay. So, what I put for that date, you stopped using Roundup again, approximately around, I put January 15th of 2010. That's, that's about a month before you actually went to the doctor, got the diagnosis. Now, remember, we weren't asking.
The actual date when I stopped using it was February 10th. 2010,
okay.
But
okay, that's I'll put that, dude. That's fine. Thank you. All right. Now, when did you start? Would you say you started using it?
It was around that first week of January of '93.
Okay.
So
definitely used.
I'd say January 8th, '93.
Okay. That's what I put. Thank you. And you stopped using it because you noticed, you told me, but put it in your own words, you stopped using Roundup because you noticed it was making you not feel well, right?
Yeah, this the burning on my skin, my chest pain, and the shortness of breath.
Okay, I'm going to put all that. Chest pain. Burning on the skin, burning of skin, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said shortness of breath. Okay, thank you.
Fever and coughing too. Was like
a lot of coughing
in the chest.
Okay, I appreciate you being candid with me too on this. Some people actually really just I don't want to talk about it. Believe it or not.
Oh yeah. Well, no one will know if you don't talk about it.
That is correct. That's what we're about too. That's why we run the ads, so people will know. Seriously. Okay. And I did kind of ask this. We kind of figured out that you apply it yearly, not just seasonally. I mean, you do it all the time, right? Monthly?
Yes. Yes, okay. Monthly. It was weekly. It was weekly. And, sometimes it'd be like, 2 weeks.
Right. Monthly is the safer answer because they don't give me a weekly choice. They give me weekly, seasonally, or yearly, so monthly would be closer, correct?
Monthly.
Now, did you use a hand spray or backpack or tractor with hoses? How did you apply it?
With the spray.
Okay, hand sprayer. The way it came, right?
Yeah.
That's the same way most people use it. Okay, hand sprayer. And I know the answer. Most people didn't either, but did you ever wear any protective gear when you were applying Roundup?
Sometimes if it was really windy, I would, once I started, hitting into my mouth or whatever, I would try to put on a face mask, stuff like that. And, as far as protective, I normally wear my one piece Carhartt covering.
Yeah, I know what those are too. Would I call that protective? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't be protective, but it seems protective, but it's not. Totally.
I honestly believe now. I'm not going to coach you on this, but when they say protective gear, they're really referring to what like a commercial sprayer would be, such as a mask, goggles, things like that, even a respirator. Did you use any type of stuff like that?
No.
Okay. And this was residential. So you, and I already wrote this down, you did the fence line, you did the yard and the garden.
Correct.
Okay. And garden. See, I told you that sometimes it pays to write these things down, right? Now, this all took place in Mississippi, correct?
Yes, it did.
Thank you. Okay, and your exposure was purely residential, correct?
Yes.
And I know this is a repeat, but how were you first exposed to Roundup? That was, if I had to put it in words from what you said, that was directly from gardening and yard work.
Correct.
Okay. And yard work. And you were exposed directly. You used it yourself. And you did personally use Roundup, correct?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? That would have been always because you were the one spraying it, correct?
Yes.
In other words, were you ever there when someone else was spraying Roundup?
No.
Okay, that's what I, right, always, he was the user. Okay. I know this one's real general. How many exposures to Roundup would you say you had in your lifetime? If you were using it 42 times a year and you used it for 17 years, realistically, that's going to be like 600 times. So you give me a number to put in there. I did the math. You tell me.
Is it, so you want like a total number for usage?
Yeah.
For like,
No. Like how many times did you use it? How many? Like you used it on Thursday, that's one. You used it next Thursday, that's two. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you like a monthly, how many times per month?
Well, like if you used it three times a month, well, then what I would do is total that. That three times a month is 36 times a year. And then you said you had been using Roundup for approximately 17 years.
Okay, yes.
So I would do 17 times 36. So if you get that, so when I said the simple answer would have been like in the 600s or something, but it sounds like it's even higher than that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's because I'm looking at, let's see, one, two, three. I would say about 36 times a year.
Okay, let's do that. And you used it for 17 years, correct?
Correct.
That's a long time, dude. So I'm going to do 36 times 17. I know. 612, like I said.
Okay.
Okay, that's the
just
math.
A little bit out of the six, yeah.
Okay, cool. No, that's good. And do you live near a water well?
Do I live near a water
well? Well, actually, do you get your water from a well?
Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. Not for this property.
Thank you. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
How about Agent Orange?
No.
Neither was I. Now, you use the concentrate or the premix?
I used the, make sure, it was the mix I was thinking that was.
If you're buying, this is what I do. If you're buying the bottle that has a little spray nozzle.
It was the concentrated.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
you,
what
so
it was.
You,
it was the concentrated.
Okay. Now, do you remember where you bought most of the time? Did you buy it at Home Depot, Walmart? Do you remember where you bought your Roundup most of the time?
At Walgreens.
Walgreens. They closed all those down out here. They still have them?
Oh, yeah, they're running strong down in the South.
Okay. And this answer could be no, but do you have any information, receipts of your Roundup purchase, anything you could anything that you may be able to get a hold of?
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't have any receipts.
Okay, that's – most people don't because even myself – I wouldn't think to hang on to those. I mean, you know, I don't know.
No. I mean, no, I would. I mean, if you were asking me now, like the days I'm scanning receipts and stuff, maybe, but back then, no,
right.
I didn't have those type of reward to offer things that were scanning receipts, so no, I didn't hold on to them.
Okay. Did you primarily go to Walgreens to purchase it? Is that like because it's close?
Yes.
Okay. Mostly went to local. No. You don't have any Roundup in your possession, do you?
No.
Good answer. No, I'm teasing.
No, definitely not.
All right. Bunch of general questions. Have you ever smoked?
Have I ever smoked?
Yeah.
And when I was younger, but I've stopped smoking quite some time ago.
Okay. That's fine. How long did you smoke for? A couple of years?
Yeah, it was about 2 or 3 years while I was truck driving.
Okay. I know you got to do something, right?
Yeah. And I promised myself, like, soon as I'm done smoking cigarettes.
Good for you. Good for you. I used to, too, as well, but I haven't for years. And it makes a difference. It really does. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. That's all right. Now, have you lost any time from work for surgery or treatment?
None that I could claim, no.
Okay. It doesn't mean it like a claim, but like, I mean, if you're just really just not feeling like you missed work or whatever, but if you don't want it, that's fine. We can leave it as a no. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
No, neither have I. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
Have I ever filed a disability workers
disability or workers' compensation claim? Sorry.
Oh, okay. I did have a workers' comp claim years ago.
Okay, so many years back.
Yes.
You got hurt on the job?
I did.
Okay. I think we all have at one point or another, seriously.
Yeah, it wasn't very fun.
Well, I think in all what kind of on the note of what you were just saying about scanner receipts and stuff, it's kind of the same thing. I think employers have been forced to provide a safer workplace too.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, so you know, I'm old. I can tell you things used to be really bad.
Okay.
So, all right. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes, I have. My wife and I did back in 2004 or something, I think.
Was it discharged?
It was.
Okay, so that's about 2010. Was that in Mississippi?
No, it wasn't. It was in Las Vegas.
Oh, it was in Las Vegas. Okay. I know that one too well, too. Okay. And that was federal court for bankruptcy. I do know that.
Yeah.
We have a real big one here in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not admitting I've ever been there. No, I'm kidding. There we go. Federal courthouse. And let's see if you have. Do you have any details regarding, let's see, your claims? Please furnish details regarding such claims. That was your bankruptcy. Here are the details. Da, 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 da. So on your disability, on your workman's compensation claim, was there any sort of settlement or anything? Or did they just pay your lost time?
No, there was a settlement. I paid back the state for all that they did for me while I was injured.
Oh, good for you.
And I paid, paid it. You know, everyone wants to pay back then, so I paid everyone else, and I got my what was left.
Not much.
No, not much after those. After because it takes a while, and you gotta still live, so.
Of course, and you're generally not working during that either. So this is what I put for the details. You received a settlement, but you paid medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I put.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want me to put?
No, that was pretty much it.
Okay, we're good. Now, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Do you know who your doctor is, who diagnosed you?
Yes, I do.
What's his name, please?
His name is, you want to spell it out? It's Maroon L. Hayek.
Is he in, where's he at?
He's at Bolivar Medical Center.
Okay, I'm going to try to find. I'm going to find him on Google. Is what I'm going to do. So it's Maroon.
Yes, M-A-R-O-U-N.
O-U-N.
Space. His last name is L Hayek. E-L hyphen H-A-Y-E-K.
Y-E-K. Pretty sure that's going to come right up. Sure did. Oh, dude, he's got great reviews.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good. I like my doctor, too, I got to tell you. It makes a world of difference.
It does, totally, when you get you got a doctor that listens to you.
Yes. And so with Dr. Hayek, he's the diagnosing physician, and you just continue to see him. Is he an oncologist as well? Oh, he is an oncologist. I see that. Okay, so they sent you to the oncologist right away. Wow, okay. You must have been through, you know what, dude. I'm so sorry. Just the mental of that. I just trust
me. You really, people don't want to, you know, you take your health for granted until it's not there with you.
Well,
you really do.
I really know that. I really do. We get over it. I mean, you sound strong now, but, you know, I can still remember when I received a particular diagnosis that I wasn't myself for like a good 2 weeks, seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm good now. Thank you. Now, having said that, how would you say, now this is just a general question, but I got to put something in here. How would you say that this has impacted your life?
It's completely impacted my life, and had to make a lot of changes, and it's been a big adjustment.
So you've had to change your lifestyle, that's for sure.
Yes.
Okay. Has it impacted you financially?
Yes. I wasn't able to, you know, of course, work.
Of course
like
not.
I needed to.
Okay. And do you have, or if you don't, do you know if they exist, the medical records, meaning that if we were to go to Dr. Hayek, he's got medical records, right?
Yes. You can request them.
Okay. And when you went to the hospital, it was still Dr. Hayek that saw you there, or was there a different doctor?
It was Dr. Hayek.
Okay, good, because he stays with you. That's a good doctor. And do you see him there? Well, where do you see him at? Do you see him at his office on Union Street, or do you actually go to a different hospital?
Yeah, I saw him at Union Street. Yeah, I saw him.
Okay. Do you have a participating hospital?
No.
Okay. There has to be a hospital in your group. So what I mean by that, if you were... Where would Dr. Hayek send you for treatment, or would you just go right there at his, like you said, at his office? And that's fine too.
It was at the office. There was a center there, a place there.
Okay, not all. And the reason why I double ask that is not all doctors have those facilities within their location. So that is where you get your treatment on site with Dr. Hayek.
Yes, just because it's a medical center, so they had the equipment there.
Okay. It'll make sense. When would you say the last time you've gotten treatment was?
The last time I had gotten treatment was February 18th of 2010.
So shortly after the diagnosis date?
Oh, no. You said that the last – no, excuse me. I'm sorry. The last treatment date?
Yeah, like it should have been like years later.
It was in 2013.
Okay. Do you remember what month?
It was around January of 2013.
Okay, I'll just put the 15th, mid-month. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes, that's fair.
Okay, and in addition to Dr. Hayek, do you have a any other, like, facility that you would go to? I know I've asked that before.
Just my primary. Just my primary doctor.
And who's he?
It was Robert Suarez.
Okay, hold on.
I can spell that.
I think I got it.
He was in Greenville.
Greenville. Yeah, there he is. He's part of Delta Health.
Yes, he is.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was looking for.
That's it's actually because where the house is actually walking distance to the medical center. It's we're right on the back side of it.
Perfect. Yeah, Delta Health. So I'll just copy and paste this stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So that's Delta. We got it. Okay. I see on the map that whole thing is one big, like, medical facility.
Yes.
So it's easy to just call it all the same thing, seriously.
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm going to leave these blank because it's not required, because we know that your oncology is handled through Dr. Hayek, and we know that Dr. Suarez is with Delta at the medical center. When's the last time you saw Dr. Suarez?
I've seen Dr. Suarez just a few months ago.
Okay, cool. So let's October. Would you say August 1st?
Yeah, it was August 12th.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's good. And then for treatment for the NHL, did you get chemotherapy?
Yes, I did.
Did you have any surgery?
No surgeries, other than when they took the biopsies. But as far
as that's nasty too. So the chemo was successful then?
Correct, it was.
Good job.
I've been in remission. I had been in remission for a few years.
And you're, we'll keep praying for that one. And it's 555 North 9th Street in Greenville. That's your contact address?
Yes, correct.
Okay, hang on. And that's 38703. And that's in Washington County. Okay, we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for you. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, but this precaution does help prevent disruptions in your case. So could you give me someone here?
Yes, you can I can give you my mother.
What's her first name?
Her first name is Alima, A-L-I-M-A.
Okay, I don't need any more than her first name on that. And what is her phone number?
It is 760-403-3677.
Thank you. And that's your mother?
Yes.
Glad to hear it. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Now, this phone we're talking on is a text phone. It's a smartphone. You do receive text messages, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we do have permission to contact your mom if we need to, correct?
Yes, you do.
And she does not live with you? It's okay if she does. If she does,
no,
say
no,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I was getting a little tongue twisted there. She does. I take care of my mother now.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
However, when I clicked that, it knocked it all out. So spell her first name for me again.
It's A-L-I-M-A.
That's what I thought. Okay, and her phone number?
It's 760-403-3677.
Did you say Eric code 760?
Yeah, 760 where you're at.
Is she from California? She's from California?
She stayed there for a while and never changed her number forever.
All right. Well, I lived in that area code at one time. That's how I recognize.
Yeah, she lived in the high desert. I lived in
Victorville, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's why she lived in Barstow, so yeah. It's Barstow, baby!
Yes, well, world's tallest thermometers on that route. It's not
I know!
Barstow, but, right. That's funny, dude. That's funny. You got me on that one. Okay.
I know that was ringing some bells for you.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. I'm just looking this over. It's looking green. No, you didn't live near a well. I left that one blank. We were laughing at that moment. I remember now. Okay. And Lisa. Okay. I don't need her email. 6'1", 235 pounds. Come on out here. I got work for you there, Mr. Santana. All right, it's looking good. Let me hit this submit button and see what it tells me. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
I have.
Okay, cool. So it looks like it's going to do its thing here. So there we go. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to go into my DocuSign. I'm going to send you a document. Then once you do the DocuSign, I'm going to send you over my contact information so you'll know obviously how to get a hold of me as well as the firm. But what happens is what you want to do is you want to wait about a week or so, Mr. Santana, and the firm is actually going to reach out to you on that phone number that you gave me.
Okay.
But if you don't hear from them or if you have additional questions or anything, you always have me to follow up on. Let me take a look at this. Just make sure. Okay. Oh, they do a good job on this one. Looks like everything came through. Okay. I'm going to send that to you right now. It's coming to you via text message, but it is also in your email. So if for some reason you can't get to that text, you could also do it through your email. You should see that now. Let me know if you see it.
Let me check.
And you can put me on speaker if you need to there, Mr. Santana.
Yes, yeah, I did. I did that. Yes, I just got the documents here.
Okay, go and click on it. I think the first thing it's going to do is ask you to agree to receive documents electronically from me. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yes.
And then just follow the prompts. I'll be quiet unless you have a question.
Okay. Follow the prompts.
Pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, DocuSign is really taking over the biz on this one.
Talking about technology and scanner receipt stuff. Exactly right, dude. You're right. They do make life easy, though. Okay, don't pay attention. That text message was me, so don't let that disrupt you. I just sent you one. Okay. And call out any, if you happen to see, you probably shouldn't, but if you happen to see any mistake, call it out to me.
Okay.
I looked it over. I didn't see anything. But I'm not you.
I don't think you made any mistakes. You seem like a real dot your I's and T's type of guy.
I try, but no one's perfect. Let's just say that there, okay? And that next text message was also from me.
Okay. All right, I finished.
Okay, then I'm going to get an email here that'll say it. There it is. Say it's done. Yep, got it right there, completed. Okay, Now, before we finish up here, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. You've been quite thorough.
Thank you. Well, I hope so. And if I do have any mistakes or anything that my compliance team wants clarification on, I will reach back out to you. The number I'm talking to you on is my direct line to my desk, as well as I texted that number to you. And like I said, don't hesitate to reach out if you have additional questions or anything, or if a week goes by and you haven't heard from the firm, you know, you could shoot me a text or call me and say what's up, and I'll get a hold of them if we have to. You know, it's we want to get your claim in because it actually started settling these cases. So you know what I'm saying? So we want to get it in. And the way the courts work is, you know, first in, first out. So just, you know, if there's anything that you think might help your case, you don't need to call and tell me, but just hang on to it because the attorneys want something, they'll ask, and you could also feel free to offer anything you think might help, okay?
Okay.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, my friend. And again, prayers out to no remission and no more cancer. How's that?
Yes, I appreciate your prayers, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you, sir.
Thank you. You take care. Enjoy life down there in beautiful Mississippi, okay?
I will. You in sunny California. I'm going to come visit you guys.
Come on out, man. Look me up, all right? All right, dude. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.